This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Officials say the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians appears to be waning. An official says the Abrams tanks could be brought under an upcoming Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative package. Germany cleared the way on Wednesday for Europe to send scores of battle tanks to Ukraine. Previously, the West's holdout, Germany said it would send an initial company of 14 of its Leopard 2 tanks from its own stocks and also approve shipments by other European countries. Berlin said the first would arrive within 3 or 4 months. Spain and the Netherlands said they too could send Leopards, and Norway was reported to be considering the matter. Poland and Finland had already pledged to send some as soon as Berlin approved. The war in Ukraine has pushed the doomsday clock forward, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The announcement also mentioned other contributing factors that moved the doomsday clock closer to midnight, which include nuclear weapon proliferation in China, Iran increasing its uranium enrichment, missile tests in North Korea, future pandemics from animal diseases, pathogens from lab mistakes, disruptive technologies, and worsening climate change as other existential threats to humanity.
That's AP's Lisa Dwyer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday signed a controversial law toughening punishment for disobedience or desertion from the armed forces amid Russia's invasion. Stronger sanctions will also apply to offenses such as threatening commanders, fleeing the battlefield, or consuming alcohol, according to the law published on the Ukrainian parliament's website. The new law also prohibits courts from giving reduced or suspended sentences to soldiers found guilty. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports in the latest string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. Documents with classified markings were discovered in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week.
The documents with classified markings make up about 4 boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary Janet Yellen is in Zambia, the second stop in a three-country swing, where she assured the country's president and its finance minister that the timely restructuring of Zambia's debt is a top priority. She spent most of Tuesday highlighting long-term measures to mitigate the sort of threats to food security exposed by Russia's war in Ukraine. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spent most of her visit to Zambia Tuesday talking about the agricultural investment potential of African nations, especially as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has affected hunger and the cost of food worldwide. In a village in Changwe, an hour from the capital Lusaka, Yellen emphasized not only tackling acute food needs, but also scaling up investment in food system resilience for the long term. Speaking to a group of mostly female farmers participating in the U.S.-backed Green Climate Fund for small-scale agriculture operations, the Treasury Secretary also voiced support of including Africa more in global food fertilizer markets and supply chains. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
In less than 2 months, more than 50 people have died in Peru, largely protesters at the hands of police officers. Human rights advocates are calling for condemnation of the state violence unleashed since Pedro Castillo was impeached and imprisoned for trying to dissolve Congress. At least one person has died in deep cold and heavy snow in Japan. Winds whipped and snow blanketed wide swaths of Japan Wednesday, snarling traffic, forcing hundreds of flight cancellations and disrupting train travel. An unusually cold weather front and extreme low pressure systems set the weather system in motion starting Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.